Hello and welcome to day 7 of competition at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Myself, William King and Elliot Turnbull here once again to give you a roundup of the day's action and a look ahead to a busy weekend as well. It hasn't been the most busy day for Team Isle of Man today. There has been just one in the spotlight, in fact, and that is Jessica Lee. She's been taking part in the women's singles round of 16 badminton at the NEC, and we do, just in the last few moments, have an update on that. William, what can you tell us?
Thank you, Rob. Yes, as we've heard, Jessica Lee has unfortunately come to the end of her journey at the Commonwealth Games. She lost to Scotland's Kirsty Gilmore 2-0, and the scores were 8-21, 21-12. But we should say Kirsty Gilmore is already got Commonwealth medals to her name, at least one a silver medal, and Jessica's played two brilliant matches to get to that point already. So definitely something to be proud of to make it this far in the Commonwealth Games, particularly after during 2018, Jessica, we know, had to retire during a match there. So she'll be really pleased. And our man Elliot Turnbull is there and will be bringing us all of the detail and reaction from that game a little bit later.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, William. Yes, as I mentioned, there hasn't been a huge amount of action for Team Isle of Man today as it stands. So we're going to spend a little bit of time with you tonight looking ahead to what is a busy weekend, though, of action at the Commonwealth Games. William, I'm going to bring you back in. What can you tell us about what's coming up in the next couple of days?
Well, yes, it's athletics and cycling time. It felt like we spent a lot of time at the Sandwell Aquatic Centre at the start of the week. But we're going to be moving towards the Alexander Stadium tomorrow, and indeed on Sunday we'll be in Warwick for the road races. So yes, tomorrow it's all about the athletics. At 7:10 in the evening, we've got Glenn Quayle in the men's pole vault and David Malarkey an hour later at 8:10 in the men's 5,000 metres. Rob, you've been catching up with Glenn Quayle to find out how he's enjoying Birmingham and looking forward to competing.
Really exciting. This is like my first Commonwealth Games, first experience at a major or global championship. So yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I think just seeing all the athletes that I kind of look up to across the world and I've seen on the TV and stuff, but never really seen in person, it's really just quite surreal to see them in real life.
It's not just you seeing them, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with them in competition. That must be a really proud feeling.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited to just get out there and give it all my all.
Now, of course, you're usually based over in the US as well. Has that taken a bit of time to adjust over the last few days, or has it been quite a smooth transition getting here to Birmingham?
Yeah, so once I arrived back on the island after my US season, I took a bit of time off, so I took about 3 weeks, came back to the UK, and now I've done about a 6-week block of just solid training. So yeah, it was pretty smooth, really.
How's that going to feel when you first step out into that massive stadium?
Yeah, yesterday was the first time I stepped into the stadium just to watch, and honestly the atmosphere and the crowd is just incredible, and I'm just really excited to get out there now.
And the fact that there is no pressure being put on yourself, you can just enjoy it, you'll just be able to drink it all in, that's a great feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really nice that I'm not ranked as high. I can just go out there, enjoy it, take in the experience and give my all.
And what are you hoping for as well in the event that you do?
I think I really just want to have some fun. A PB would be really nice. The progression actually goes through 5:05, which is 2 centimetres over my PB. So that would be really nice. But if not, as long as I have fun and enjoy myself, I think that's all that matters.
Now, the Manx support has been out in force during the games in the different events, the different venues. I'm guessing you've probably seen a little bit of that. How great is it to see that the athletes who've competed so far, and for yourselves coming up as well, that you've always got that backing behind you?
Yeah, really nice. Like, we went to the gymnastics a few days ago, been to the swimming. So yeah, it's really nice to know that the rest of the team is there and cheering us all on.
Indeed, and the support here in Birmingham's been fantastic throughout the week.
It really has been, hasn't it? It's every discipline. You see them everywhere. And Elliot's just been mentioning as well. I know that there was plenty of athletes and Isle of Man delegation cheering on Jessica tonight in what was a very tricky game, of course, against Kirsty Gilmore.
Including the Education, Sport and Culture Minister Julie Edge and Chief Minister Alfred Cannon as well. So we've also said that we've got cycling coming up at the weekend. As we know, on Sunday we have the men's and women's road races. The women's event is from 8 and the men's is at 12:30. And Rob's been speaking to two members of the Isle of Man cycling team, both of whom were in action yesterday for the time trials?
The time trials, yes. That was on Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday. And Becky's going to be part of the women's team on the road race. So this is Rob speaking to Tyler Hannay and Becky's story.
I think probably one of the, if not the favourites going into Sunday. Like, you look at Cavan in the last race in the Nationals, and he just tore it apart, really. And this course is quite similar to the Nationals, so I say it really is a strong team. But also, you have got other options like Ben Swift, Matt Bostock, other really strong cards to play. So, yeah, no, I think the team's really strong.
Absolutely, there's loads of quality in there. And Becky, you're one of the ones making the crossovers. You did the time trial, you're going into the road race as well. Just for those who maybe don't know the ins and outs of prepping, just as cyclists at both your levels, do you have to do anything particularly differently to get ready for the road race, or is it quite straightforward?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We try not to overcomplicate it. Yeah, I mean, like, between now and the time trial, it's mainly, you know, you're not going to gain anything from going out and getting those extra training sessions in. It's just about recovering and kind of refocusing ahead of Sunday, really.
In terms of actually training for a road race, because you're covering such distances, I guess you can't exactly necessarily find the space to do that in any given time. And of course, you all have your separate commitments. So how do you actually go about building yourself up to something like this on a regular basis in both your cases and all the other members of the teams?
Most of your training sort of bases around more of the road race, sort of. You go out and you do the most of the training is the long steady miles to build the endurance to be able to do that sort of distance in the road race. But also, and then you want to add, like, you want to add a bit of specificity, which sort of aids you with the time trial. So it's sort of just trying to juggle everything, really, the best you can, I guess.
Absolutely. And Becky, I know my colleague Elliot spoke to yourself, Lizzie and Jesse after the time trial, and Lizzie did say that the quality in this Isle of Man women's squad is absolutely top class. I mean, how confident are you guys feeling as a team going into this one?
Yeah, really confident. We've got a really strong team, and yeah, I think being from, you know, such a small island, we can be quite underestimated as well, which is not necessarily a bad thing. We can kind of go under the radar, and as you say, the strength and depth that we've got in the team means we've got a lot of cards to play and can really take control of the race. And yeah, we're super confident, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Tyler, to you, another name you mentioned in the build-up to this was, of course, your team's manager, Andy Roche, as well, and the quality and knowledge he brings to everyone in the men's and women's squads. Just how big of an influence is he on bringing out the quality that you guys already have?
I think it's really make or break, really, depending on the manager you have, because he's been there, done that in multiple games across multiple different disciplines, so he's had that experience, which he can pass on. And also, he's really cool, calm and collected. So he really does fill you with confidence, and you can just trust him, which I felt during the time trial, which maybe helped my performance. So yeah, I think someone who's done what he's done is really, it does give the squad an extra boost.
Becky, this will be the case, I imagine, for yourself and the rest of the men's and women's team members. You all have your individual commitments internationally on the cycling stage throughout the year. This is the one time that you all really come together as part of the same unit. So how easy has it been to gel together in this really brief space of time to get a game plan ready for the road race on Sunday?
Yeah, really easy, actually. Although we obviously have come from all different parts of the world, and we're all from the Isle of Man, but rarely together at home, training together. But we all have that, obviously, that mutual pride to represent the Isle of Man. And we're all just really good friends in general, you know, off the bike, which is really helpful. We all get along, and it's like you say, it's one of those rare occasions that we can all get together and compete for our island at the highest level. So yeah, it's been really easy.
Always good to hear. And Tyler, of course, yourself, Becky and a couple of others have all been some of the earlier arrivals for the cycling team for the Isle of Man, taking part in the time trials and so what. So you guys might have a bit more of an insight. What's the mood like in the camp leading into this? Because of course you're hoping for and you've been planning for big things.
I think the mood's really good, because everyone's just chilling. I think everyone knows what the set goal is for when it comes to the race day. So it's really, everyone's getting along, having a bit of banter, messing around, just enjoying it and taking in the whole village, which is, yeah, it's a good thing.
Becky, I'm not going to put you on the spot and make any predictions. Wouldn't do that with any athletes for the Isle of Man. But if the both the women's and men's teams were to score big success on Sunday, just what would it mean to you and what would it mean to these two teams?
Yeah, it'd be pretty special, wouldn't it, if we could pull off the result, which I'm more than confident that we will, which would be really, really special. But yeah, I don't know. Cycling's so unpredictable, isn't it, sometimes? And, you know, anything can happen. But we'll certainly give it our best shot.
Absolutely. Just one final question. I'll open this out to both of you. No matter what happens results-wise on Sunday for both the men's and women's squads, the way that Team Isle of Man has been showcased and cycling has already been and will continue to be come Sunday, just what do you think this will mean in terms of inspiring more people on the Isle of Man to get involved in cycling in general, seeing all you guys do what you do?
I think especially for the younger generation, it really pushed them on because seeing people like Cavan Swifty really doing well for the Isle of Man gives people that belief that they can do it as well. And also adults that want to maybe take up cycling because they've seen it and seen how good the Isle of Man can be and how good the Isle of Man is to, then I think, yeah, it will really inspire people of all ages.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you just have to look at the size of the squad that we've brought to this Games, and it's the biggest squad that we've ever had, as far as I'm aware. And especially on the women's side, you know, to have five women here is pretty special, and hopefully that growth will only continue to the next Games and beyond.
Becky's story, finishing off that piece with Tyler Hannay as well, looking ahead to the weekend's road races in the cycling. Let's come back to today now and go over to the NEC, where Elliot Turnbull has been following Jessica Lee's performance. Elliot, not the result Jessica was hoping for today, but how did it go?
Yeah, unfortunately not, William. She ended up losing the game in straight sets. The first game was 21-8 and the second game 21-12 to Kirsty Gilmore. She's no stranger to the Commonwealth Games. She won a silver medal at the 2014 Games in Glasgow and also a bronze in the Gold Coast. So she was up against a fine opponent, and just talking to Jessica after, she said few too many unforced errors crept into her game. But that is to be expected, William, when you're playing such class opposition.
Indeed. And Elliot, you said that there was some great support in the crowd as well from Team Isle of Man today.
Oh, incredible, yeah. Just been catching up. We had Jade Burden was Team Isle of Man's cheerleader, but we had two Quayles in there. We had Glenn Quayle and also Howard Quayle, the Chief Minister. Alfred Cannon, the Chief Minister, who I know was in attendance alongside. They were both there, and all the support team, there was about eight or so Team Isle of Man representatives there, and they were singing and cheering throughout, and they really spurred Jessica on. She just told me then she felt the pride representing the Isle of Man, but unfortunately today a few too many unforced errors and her Commonwealth Games journey ends here.
Elliot, has Jessica given you any hint as to what might be next for her?
Yep, she just said she's competing next month. She's got an English Championships coming up. And she just said after it's a shame for the badminton players. They've got to wait a while to get playing, and then it's a really relentless schedule. So she's played three games in 4 days now, so she needs some time to recover, rest, train again with her coach and brother Ben. And she hopes to keep going, and told me in 4 years' time, we hopefully will see her in Australia.
All right, Elliot, thanks very much. Back to the cycling then, and we do know that members of the team have left Tours early to be here at the Commonwealth Games, including Sam Brand and Mark Cavendish, who've made an early departure from Poland. And we're pleased to report that Matt Bostock has been out on the bike training today, featured in a picture on Twitter alongside the team, looking well after his crash at the velodrome earlier in the Games. And before the Games began, Rob, you caught up with Manx Sportsman of the Year and flag bearer Mark Cavendish.
I am, man. For me, it's the best place to ride a bike in the world. I love it. It's a bit rainy, but I love it here. Like, that's why I'm still here, you know? I'm here the majority of the time just because I'm not doing an interview in Manx Radio every week. It doesn't mean I'm not on the Isle of Man. I spend a lot of time here. I just obviously spend a lot of time away because it's what I do, you know? This is home. It'll always be home.
How did you first get involved in cycling?
Like with everyone on the Isle of Man, two wheels is in the blood, you know? Motorcycling, cycling, you can ride on the roads here. There's racing around here. Most people get into riding a bike here just as kids, you know, and then it naturally progressed from there.
When was that first moment where you thought, this is really what I want to do for a career, this is where I really want to push on to?
I know, I was British champion when I was like 13, and then I knew I was quite good, you know.
How's it going to feel to be involved with the Birmingham Games this summer?
It's always nice to race with, you know, with my mates in the team. You know, I've raced for Grace Britain, I'm a professional cyclist, and I ride with the team, but ride with the girls and boys I grew up with. It's always special, always has been whenever in the Commonwealth Games.
And you look at the squads, both the men's and women's, from the Isle of Man going to the Games this summer, some really strong individuals throughout there. You know, how confident are you in not just yourself, but everyone around you that you can deliver results?
We've got professionals. I always race Andrew Oates, he always did the Commonwealth Games. Andrew was a pro in the past. He was like always super good. It was obviously Pete Kenyuk. We always had the local girls and lads racing, you know, and it was a big thing every 4 years. And to think we'd have a majority field of professional riders from a small island, we couldn't afford that 20 years ago, and so it's pretty special to do that.
Indeed, and there are Manx connections wherever you look on this planet, particularly in the world of cycling, and we're reliably informed there's an athlete taking part for Antigua and Barbuda who grew up on the Isle of Man. Keep an eye out for Connor Dellenbank as you're following along with the games. And Rob, on Sunday night there's also more athletics action.
There absolutely is. We'll start with the women's 5,000 metres final. Sarah Aston and Rachel Franklin taking part. Rachel Franklin, of course, withdrew from the women's 1,500 metres early this week to focus on this particular event. She'll be the one of the two Manxies taking part. And I caught up with Sarah Aston to find out how she's been preparing.
Yeah, good. I was one of the last on the team to come into the village. Came in on Monday. It was all quite overwhelming, in a good way. Biggest competition I've been out before, the atmosphere is really, really good in the village, and yeah, it's been fun so far.
Yeah, you said it's hectic, obviously it's on a global scale, this event, you know, compared to some of the other things that you do throughout the year, where does this rank?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, biggest event this year and ever for me, that I'll probably ever do, and yeah, it's huge. I was lucky enough to get the selection a year ago, so it's just been for a whole year now just gearing up for this one 5k race, which is quite scary, but also don't want to put too much like all the pressure on, like this season's gone really well already, so just got to try and build from that really, and yeah, hopefully go well on Sunday.
That's one thing that Team Alabama just constantly said, you know, there's no pressure on you guys, you're allowed to just, you know, do your own thing, play your own game in whatever event you're doing, and obviously push for whatever you want. How refreshing is that, knowing that that's a weight off your shoulders?
Yeah, it's nice, like going in just basically, the main aim is to enjoy it, obviously. I mean, I prepared really well, like trainings couldn't have gone any better, to be honest, the build up, so physically I'm in good shape. Now it's just a case of enjoying it, because you're always going to perform better when you're having fun. So it's nice. It is nice going in as like with absolutely no pressure on us at all. Yeah, it's great.
Absolutely. And of course, you're competing on Sunday, so it's one of the later events as well, and you arrived on the Monday. How have you found that? Has it been quite beneficial just being able to bed in and just prepare to a nice, smooth schedule leading up to it?
Yeah, I was originally actually going to come in Wednesday before my race, but I decided to, Monday, a couple of days earlier would have been better, just to settle in more than anything. I think I was getting too excited at home, and I wasn't sleeping well or anything, so I was like, I just need to get into the village, like settle in, and I actually think it's been 2 days now, and I already feel like a little bit more like involved as well with the team, because obviously they were all here since last Tuesday, so it's been nice to finally join them. Like I've been like following everything on social media and just desperate to get in here now, so yeah, it's really nice to be here and finally starting to get a bit of a routine, and yeah, it's a great place. Yeah.
Sarah Aston there ahead of the women's 5,000 metres final sheet, and Rachel Franklin taking part. And full enough on Sarah Aston, she'll actually be competing against a really good friend of hers, Beth Kidger of Wales, in the same event. Well, also competing that day and at exactly the same time, 7:40 p.m. on the Sunday, is Joe Harris. He's taking part in the men's javelin throw final. Here he is.
It's just about keep staying fit, having good training, and just sort of not overcooking it until the big day, really. Yeah, so looking forward to competing, really, yeah.
And obviously the whole athletics team is now here. The track events are underway in general. What's the atmosphere been like in the camp over the past few days with all of you here?
Yeah, so obviously the marathon was a big day last week. So that was sort of like an eye-opener to what it would be like in terms of the spirit of the home crowd sort of thing. So obviously last night a few of us went to look at the stadium with it being full. and it was it was quite electric, really. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, just on that, what's it going to be like, you know, competing in front of probably up to 30,000 people?
Yeah, I think the adrenaline will be quite high. It's the biggest competition, obviously, this year for me. So, yeah, I'm just hopefully make the most of it. I just want to really sort of capture the spirit.
That's the first time we've had a chance to actually catch up with you in the build-up to the Games as well. So, for those who maybe don't know the ins and outs of what you've been doing over the past couple of months, could you tell us what you've been doing both training and event-wise?
Yeah, so training-wise, I've just been trying to stay healthy, keep it all ticking over nicely. I had a good comp earlier in the year, a nice PB, so just trying to build off that, really. It's just about having the momentum into the Games. It's probably going to be one of the last competitions for me this season. I've had quite a long season. I started in February, and it's sort of been ticking over nicely. So, yeah, just holding out, really.
That must be quite intense, but I guess it could be also quite beneficial as well, because you can just keep that sort of competition rhythm, I guess.
Yeah, I think if you have big gaps between certain competitions, you can sort of lose, for me, certainly lose time in and that sort of thing. So it's just about regaining the sort of comp timing. And it's always good to have comps near and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think continuing the season through into this is definitely something positive.
You've been putting some cracking throws this year. We saw your name up at the top of one of the leaderboards a couple of months ago. How did that feel, knowing that you were up the ranking at that point? That must have been a great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, the one in Offenburg was obviously an amazing competition. One of the world champions there and the top javelin throwers in the world were there. So that was a great comp to have a personal best in. And that sort of really sort of made me want it even more.
Just being here in Birmingham, these Games don't come around all too often. What would you class as success for yourself?
So top eight and then take it from there. I want to get six throws and I want to see how far I can get up the rankings, really. I know it's going to be very competitive at the top, so I just like to sort of get amongst them and sort of see if I can really sort of be competitive. Yeah.
Joe Harris there. He'll be competing in the men's javelin throw final on Sunday at 7:40 p.m. Now, I've always wondered, and I wish I'd asked Joe this as well, when you're actually learning your technique on the javelin, there's some things... I couldn't get this right in high school when I had a go and actually throwing the thing straight. I mean, do you aim for something when you're training at this level? I don't know, a post, a marker, even a scarecrow. I don't know. There must be something that you must aim at to keep it on the straight and narrow, but I'm sure he'd be able to give us more advice on that.
Well, Rob, let's turn our attention till tomorrow and the weekend then. Weather forecast looking good. And it's a busy time for Team Isle of Man. All the updates on the blog at manxradio.com. It's going to be sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday, not moist at all.
And tomorrow at 7:10 p.m, Glenn Quayle in the men's pole vault final. 8:10 p.m, David Malarkey in the men's 5,000 metres final. In the cycling on Sunday, the women's road race at 8 a.m, the men's road race at 12:30 p.m. And then we have Joe Harris in the men's javelin throw final, Sarah Aston and Rachel Franklin in women's 5,000 metres final at 7:40 p.m, both at the same time. Well, that's all from us for this evening. Thanks very much and good night.
Good night.